Switzerland is gearing up for a critical nationwide referendum this November that could introduce a significant inheritance tax on the country's wealthiest individuals. The proposed law seeks to impose a 50% federal tax on inheritances and gifts exceeding 50 million Swiss francs, approximately $61 million, marking a substantial shift from the current cantonal tax systems. The proposal and its intentions. The initiative was introduced by the Young Socialists Party in 2022, with the primary aim of generating additional revenue to support climate change mitigation efforts. Unlike existing cantonal inheritance taxes, which often include exemptions for spouses and direct descendants, this new federal tax proposal offers no such exclusions, raising concerns among many families and business owners. Under Swiss law, proposals that gather 100,000 signatures are put to a popular vote, requiring approval by a majority of the population and the country's cantons to pass. Impact on wealthy families and businesses. Lawyers and bankers have expressed worries that the tax could trigger an exodus similar to what happened in the United Kingdom after the UK expanded inheritance tax to global assets of non-domiciled residents. Some wealthy individuals and families have already started reconsidering their residency status in Switzerland or delaying plans to relocate there amid the uncertainty. Peter Spuhler, one of Switzerland's richest entrepreneurs and owner of a major rolling stock company, publicly criticized the proposal, stating that it could lead to billions of Swiss francs in lost family wealth. Small and medium-sized family businesses, which represent a significant portion of Switzerland's economy, could also face challenges as much of their wealth is tied up in operational assets. Concerns over economic stability. Switzerland has long been regarded as a stable and attractive destination for wealthy individuals, partly due to its favorable tax policies. The possibility of a steep inheritance tax threatens this reputation and risks discouraging both new and existing investors. Business groups have voiced concerns that the referendum could damage Switzerland's standing as a reliable international business hub. While some wealthy families have already made moves to relocate to neighboring countries like Liechtenstein or Italy, others continue to see Switzerland as a safe haven, especially given global financial uncertainties. Government and parliamentary response. The federal government and both chambers of parliament have opposed the proposed tax, arguing that it could harm Switzerland's economic competitiveness. Experts widely believe the referendum faces an uphill battle to pass, citing the Swiss public's traditional aversion to wealth taxes. However, the looming vote has already introduced a degree of unpredictability in Swiss tax policy, with some advising that a decisive rejection by a wide margin is necessary to restore confidence and prevent future attempts. What lies ahead as the November referendum approaches? The Swiss public will weigh the potential benefits of increased climate funding against the risks of discouraging wealth retention and economic growth. The debate highlights the ongoing challenge of balancing progressive taxation with the need to maintain a stable environment for business and family enterprises. Regardless of the outcome, the discussions around the inheritance tax proposal underscore Switzerland's evolving approach to wealth management and fiscal policy in a changing global landscape. For further details, clarification, contributions, or any concerns regarding this article, please get in touch with us at editorial@tax.news. We value your feedback and are committed to providing accurate and timely information. Please note that our privacy policy will handle all inquiries.